Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Edna Lane Brown siege that the media has been going along with the Fed's lies on, saying it doesn't even exist, like Amnesty doesn't exist, Bilderberg Group doesn't exist, is not some hunting trip, boys, for the paramilitary police out there. This is something that could trigger an armed revolt in this country, which we don't want to happen here. Jack McClam's coming up in the next segment. Then we're going to have open phones for the rest of the program. Also, sometime today, I need to get Mr. Schwab on, who had his son taken because he had a 9/11 sign. CPS came and grabbed him because they were out exposing 9/11. That's what's happened to this country. It's so far gone. I just can't believe it. Going to Matt Kazeez, who's an independent reporter. He's with 9/11 Truth. And tell folks about your specific website, and thanks for reporting for us from inside the Brown home.
No problem, Alex. My website is thetruthmovement.net. And I came up last night, got here right before dark, and, you know, the whole thing about the media calling this place a compound is ridiculous. This is a beautiful home in some of the most beautiful country I've ever laid eyes on. And they can try all they want to demonize Edna Lane Brown, but it's not going to work. These are some of the kindest, truest people I have ever met.
When you came in, did you get stopped by anybody? Did you see any police cars? Anybody sneaking around in the woods?
Eerily quiet around here, Alex. I think maybe I saw a Fed following me way back on the way in. I can't confirm that for sure. This place is about as secure as a place could be. They're not going to get in here, that's for sure. I think that this is a banner year for the truth movement. I've never seen the past 6 months unfold like this. Every single tactic they use backfires on them, and that's exactly what this is going to happen. This is going to backfire. It's up to us to push this news story to the top right now. We can't wait around, and we can't be fearful that people will get desensitized to it.
By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. If folks go up to PrisonPlanet.com, I think we really have the most complete coverage, thanks to Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, and the rest of the team, Ryan, and everybody that makes it possible, our great IT folks as well. But at the same time, it really, folks, this is serious. We're trying to avert this, and if this becomes a big enough story, and enough phone calls get made, enough people are aware, and we can make this a national story, the feds may do what they did with the Gray family out in East Texas and just back off. And that's all we want. We don't want anybody to get killed. We want this to stop. And I think the feds have made a mistake. They're going in there because they don't want these tax protesters, as they call them, to be able to, quote, get away with not paying their money into the Federal Reserve. But all this is going to do is make the feds look bad in the end. They cannot win. The only way they can win, and then we avert civil war, possible civil war, there's a good chance that they could trigger it. Well, I've really assessed this, and I've been in this movement long enough. I think I've got the right to, and I think I've earned some bones here. I think I can tell you this is dangerous. I think I've proven that I'm able to analyze things, is my point. And this is very dangerous, and it just needs to, I mean, in a sick, cold, calculating way, you know, let them go in and kill the Browns. Let them, have a sacrificial lamb. It'll blow up in their face, but I don't want that. I just want to live in peace. What do you say, Matt?
I say it's going to blow up in their face way before they get in to even trying to get into this place. I mean, you got to look at what's happened this year, how far we've come. How much did they lose? How much did truth gain? And the bottom line is we're starting a citizen's watch on this place. We need to get as many cameras as possible, internet, Ethernet cameras. They've got a nice spot where if we had a wireless transmitter, we could transmit for 10 miles from this spot. And we could make sure that we've got round-the-clock 24/7 people watching this as a citizen's watch group. Now, I'm looking at this, Alex, like I'm an embedded journalist for Genesis Communications Network, and we need to get more embedded journalists up here because they're not going to come in here with journalists in here.
Matt Kazeez, stay there. We'll come back and continue with your report and with Jack McClam. They've cut the power off again after their goon threatened them and called them wimps. And it's just,
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That liner that we've had for 9 years now is reality. We are behind enemy lines. We are in occupied territory. Almost every nation on earth, there's only a handful that are not totally occupied financially and governmentally by the New World Order. Then they're trying to condition the public through television, radio, and print to accept slavery, to accept handing our children over if they get a stub toe to CPS, who's five times more likely to abuse them or kill them federally, that's federal statistics, to condition us that mercury is good for our brains, take the shots, to condition us that open borders is good or that amnesty is an amnesty, or to condition us that preemptive wars against innocent nations are good, or to convince us that, NORAD stood down and people in a cave did all those maneuvers that fighter pilots couldn't even do into the Pentagon. This is mind control. Do you understand they're using basic psychology with more and more sophisticated systems to control us? Matt Kazee, again, is an independent journalist who's reported for Infowars.com. That's how we met him. I'd covered his website before, 9/11 Truth Site, but he was there at Virginia Tech, lives on the campus, and got us some incredible reports. One of his associates got the camera phone video of the police running around and the shots being fired. But he's there right now, and he's saying this is going to backfire on the New World Order. Stay there, Matt. Let's bring in Officer Jack McClam. For those that just joined us, they sent in a Fed today trying to get him to surrender, saying he was a white supremacist. The Browns told him we don't like white supremacists. And then he said, I'm not a white supremacist, basically. And then he left. And I guess that was probably later so they could say that the Browns consorted with white supremacists. They'll do stuff like that just to demonize them. And they've done it in the past, so don't say you don't. And the Browns are not that, but they'll try that. And then they will, and then he called them up on the phone 1 minute before they cut the line off and said, "You guys are a bunch of wimps." And Mr. Brown said, "Yeah, we are wimps. We're just, you know, people living here trying to live in peace. And, you know, you're a bunch of bullies." Then they just hung the phone up and cut the power off. Jack McClam, who was in the middle of the Ruby Ridge siege with over 500 militarized police there, they caught video of a helicopter with a bladder full of diesel fuel about to burn the roof off. That got stopped. Then the feds came after people that shot the video. Jack McClam went in with Colonel Bo Greitz, a former Special Forces commando, and they got the family out. Thank God they did, because one of them was about to die from gangrene that already killed two people and the dog. Where does this go from now, Jack McClam, hearing the analysis you heard? Because thank God you were listening earlier. Where is all this going now, Jack? I mean, what do you see happening with your past experience, not just as the most highly decorated police officer and cop of the year twice in Phoenix, but also a Vietnam-era veteran and being in the middle of the Ruby Ridge? I can't think of a better expert. Maybe we should get Bo Greitz on. I guess we could say maybe he knows more than you, but I doubt it. Jack, I mean, being the top expert really in the world of these sieges, what do we do? Where do you see this going? Because it seems the Browns are resigned now to stand till the end like the Alamo. You can only admire them, but at the same time, as a human being, I don't want them to die, and I don't want a revolution to start.
That's right, brother. The feds are showing their frustration right now with sending that undercover agent in on them. They're trying their best to get to break them and get them out of there, because they know if they kill them, they're in deep kimchi. You know, they're really going to have trouble if they kill this couple with the growth of the freedom movement around the country. And so they're just showing their frustration right now, trying anything they can to get them out of there. And to build it for their side, you know, in case they do have to kill them, you know, or, well, they don't have to kill them. They could back off and just go away. And the on their side, the beauty of their position, if they just back off and go away, if they can't get this couple to come out and go to prison, is that they truly believe in their mind within 6 months we'll be under martial law anyway. And Ed and Elaine Brown's fame and people standing up and saying no to the income tax like they did because they got away with it is not going to go anywhere in the minds of this rabble, traitorous people that are running this show, because they believe we're all going to be under martial law in 6 months. So they're not even thinking about they're going to have great fame and they're going to start a movement to say no to the income tax. So... but they don't want to see the freedom movement grow. And so they're going to show their frustration here, because the last thing they want to do is kill this couple and see what happens. It just reminds me, brother, of the Bible when they would feed 10 to 50 Christians to the lions, and outside the gates, they'd have 1,000 to 5,000 Christians become Christians, and then when they feed another 50 to the lions, they'd have a doubling of the Christians outside the gate. And finally, the emperor had to quit feeding the Christians to the lions because they were going to overcome him. And so the feds don't want to cause this to happen. And so we're going to see some frustration on our part.
Well, Jack, if you and I were cold-blooded and just wanted to see a big civil war and wanted to see a bunch of dead cops, we'd be egging this on. But you and I both are really trying to have cooler heads prevail here. And, I mean, I know my position why I want that. Why do you want bad things to not happen, Jack?
Well, I don't like to see the loss of life on either side. Ed and Elaine are, to me, and I've just gotten to know them here in the last few days better, are tremendous American heroes. I mean, they're incredible. They're the same as I saw in the military of a soldier that throws himself on a grenade to save the others around him. I mean, it's incredible, incredible bravery that they're willing to die to see the freedom movement grow by leaps and bounds. I mean, that is incredible. We don't have many people around like Ed and Elaine, and I don't want to see them perish, so I'm praying for them several times a day and praying for the leaders of this fiasco out there, too, that they'll back off and realize their best position is just to walk off and leave them alone, because if they truly believe we're going to be in martial law in 6 months, it won't matter. You know?
Now, Jack, being in the middle of these situations many times in the past, though, we know they've got general operating orders from the Justice Department. Do you think this, clearly you've said, I think that Bush is trying, or whoever controls Bush, they're trying to trigger something now. I do think that's clear here with this. Plus, they want to make an example of these people, I think, because of a disconnect. You know, some little Enron lawyer up there doesn't know how to run anything. Alberto Gonzalez, very foolish, a lot of arrogance, a lot of chutzpah, or bravado, as they say.
A lot of evil.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of evil. How much operational control do you think the feds, the feds in command there, who are obviously low-level individuals, how much, do they even have the wiggle room to back off?
No. They're going to follow orders. You know, the local boys are not going to, the local ATF and the U.S. Marshals and FBI are going to follow orders completely. So these decisions are going to come from on high. It was, a stupid error on the part of the two snipers, the sniper unit out there, to shoot at that man running the dog, So accidents do happen. But this is a big one. They've been given orders to stand down right now until they figure out what to do, at the highest levels. This is being run by the highest levels, as you know, Alex.
So right now they're just gathering intelligence.
Right. And they're coming up with these little games, like sending that guy in there to say he's a white supremacist and seeing what kind of reaction they will get. And trying to resolve this thing anyway, but kill him. And so our prayers are most important. But also, Alex, we need to keep calling the county commissioners and tell the sheriff to get over there and get out of his hiding place and go over there and take command of that county, that's Sullivan County. We need to call the U.S. Marshal's office. We need to call the president and tell him that we don't want to see any more Wacos or Ruby Ridges. And we also ought to call the national media and tell them to stop talking about all the bimbo eruptions and get in there and talk about something that's going on.
Let me get a comment. I agree from Matt Kaziz on this. Matt, where do you, again, I keep asking this, I want us all to think about this. Where do you think this is all going? And you think it's going to backfire either way on the New World Order?
Absolutely. One way or the other, it's a lose-lose situation for the feds in this situation. But the bottom line is, we want this to turn out peacefully. Everybody not only needs to call the police and everything and say that they don't want this to happen, they need to call every single radio talk show they can again and again and again, and all their friends need to do it. The other thing that we're doing is we're starting a defense fund that we're going to start a PayPal account. Now, if only 25% of the truth movement would donate $1, the Browns would have enough money to get a thermal imaging system up here to make sure that they are protected and that the news media can transmit, and that we've got the free press in this country. We want to get a wireless transmitter up here to broadcast, because they're going to shut everything down. They're not going to have their internet, and they're going to close it off, and this is a very secluded area. This is one of those places where you're not going to see it happen. So we need to be able to get up here with internet cameras. I'm calling out to everybody who has one of these or will buy one of these to buy an Ethernet wireless internet camera, or even wired, and send it to 2001 Lamar.
Well, hold on. I'm not going to start being a clearinghouse for a bunch of equipment here at my house. My address, there at my my office drop spot, it's 3001, by the way, Matt. I mean, obviously, if press wants to go there and cover this and set up cameras and things, I'm glad you're there. I thought you brought cameras in there.
I did. I've got two cameras here. I'm going to leave them when I go. Now, here, let me give out my address. I don't have anything to hide. If anybody wants to send something, I'm going to come up next week with whatever I can for the independent free press of this country. And my address is...
Well, my point is that if I got stuff shipped to me, how would I get it up there? Well, I'm in Texas, there in New Hampshire. So what I'm saying is, I haven't heard of this idea. We're just all saying this on air right now. So stay there. We're going to come back to you, Matt Kazee, who, again, did a great job. Just boom. I believe I'd even had him on the show before the Virginia situation for his 9/11 truth group. And then Matt with Virginia reported just wonderfully for us all. And then now he's driven up there to cover this for us, and we appreciate him being there inside, giving us an eyewitness report of what's happening. And we need to make sure the mainstream media gets out there as well.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Welcome back. I tell you, this thing is quite a soap opera, but it's not fantasy, it's reality. And some of the things I know behind the scenes that I'm not at liberty to talk about on air because I'm in confidence of people, it's just unbelievable. I cannot believe this. It's like a big game to the feds. Going back to Matt Kazian, of course, talking to Jack McClam. Jack, do you think that'll help the situation? To have alternative media out there? I mean, I think that it can only help.
Oh, yes. I think it definitely will help. And also, like Matt said, bug the heck out of the talk shows, the Republican propaganda, Fox News talk shows, and then the other national media out there, and just let them know, the people know, that they're tired of hearing about the bimbo eruptions every day, and for them to cover real news. And although they'll call them, you know, everything they say is negative towards the Browns, at least it'll spread.
Anti-government extremist.
Yeah, and they'll say compound, they live in a compound and everything. I was watching the news last night, and they have a couple in Texas that they have a big, beautiful church, and they call it a compound, because they disagree with them, and so it just goes on and on. But the thing is, I think, first of all, we need to call the county commissioner's office. They have great power over the sheriff. The county commissioners give him his funds that he doesn't get from the feds, and we need to call the U.S. Marshal's office. I've got all these numbers. Call the White House. I've got that number, and keep calling.
Yeah,
give the
number to the county commissioner's up.
Okay, county commissioners is 603 area code. 863-2560. Once again, 602 area code.
602 or 3?
603. I'm sorry, 603. Okay. 603 area code, 863-2560. And the sheriff is back now. He's come out of his hiding place, because we called the sheriff's department this morning. And the person that answered the phone was absolutely frustrated and mean, and said, the sheriff has got other important things to do other than concentrate on this possible way.
I'm sure it's running speed traps to collect money.
But see, the secretary that's answering the phone, that's probably Barbara, is going to tell the sheriff all hell's breaking loose. And that's what you want. Keep calling the sheriff's office. And his number is 603-863-4200. Keep calling. Just keep calling, bugging the heck out.
I think people need to call the New Hampshire governor.
Oh, yeah. I've got his number here, too. John Lynch. Governor John Lynch. For sure. Call his office, and I've even got his fax number. If they're not answering the phone, which sometimes they do during a standoff like this. But his number is 603, area code, 271-2121. And once again, 603-271-2121. And his fax number, if they're not answering the phone at this time, and I believe that's the case, it's 603, area code, 271-7680. Once again, 603-271-7680. And we just need to we need to go there electronically. In other words, let them know the world's watching, you know, the nation and the world's watching.
You know, if the feds don't have their heads screwed on straight from past lessons, maybe you ought to find out which FBI agents are in command and talk to them, Jack. But they've got to know what this is going to cause, or what. I mean, is that encouraging to see that Mr. Potok, the Southern Slime Center, has having to admit that this is bad for the government, this is bad for the globalists?
Oh, yes, yes. And it is. It's terribly bad, because they're in a catch-22 now. If they go in and kill them, man, they're in big trouble. And they couldn't get the national march on New Hampshire to work so they could claim martial law. So now they're in a catch-22. They don't want to back off, because that'll make them look like a bunch of weenies. But the best thing they could do, speaking military tactics, is to just back off and leave this couple alone.
Stay there. Just a few minutes with each of you on the other side. I want some closing comments from Matt Kazee, as well as Jack McClam. We're going to get into some other important subjects.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only 4 organics, grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only 1 organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Now then.
I'm Alex Jones. It's GCN Radio, and I'm going to let Jack McClam go here in just a moment. Got a special guest popping in, and I'm going to have open phones and cover a bunch of news. The Amnesty End of America bill is not dead yet. And finish up with Matt Kazoo. I may have popped in at the end of the show again with another report. Matt, in closing, give out your website and what you're planning to do out there.
The website is thetruthmovement.net. Another website that you should have is Edna Lane Brown's MySpace account, which is myspace.com/time-to-make-a-stand. And it's to make a stand.
And really what people are doing, they're just going to prisonplanet.com. As when I asked Ed and them to plug any sites they wanted, they just said Prison Planet, which isn't smart because we just have links and stories everywhere up there. You can find it very easy. And I would imagine you're going to post links up on your website too.
Absolutely. And what we're going to do is we're going to start a PayPal account for their defense fund. And I think you're right what you were saying earlier about sending equipment. If people would just donate, then we can take care of it, and we're going to have buttons for that up on all the websites.
Well, the bigger thing here is, I mean, when you say defense fund, I mean, they're not wanting to, I mean, and they're rightfully saying the government is in the wrong. Isn't the government? It's a false government. And so I think the big thing is the media coverage and getting the biggest donation here is to stop this whole thing, is to call the media, as you were saying earlier, Matt.
Absolutely. Well, the reason for the defense fund is they want a thermal imaging camera or a thermal imaging system so that if in the night those feds are going to come in here and try and kill them, they're going to know about it. And that's the whole purpose of that. And Ed, asked me to say that. I do think it's going to backfire on. Everybody needs to get on the move right now. Call everybody they can. We need to push this story like no other story before.
I agree. That's why we wrote 6 or 7 articles about it just on Thursday and Friday alone. Wrote more this weekend. Thank you, Matt. And we've got your number. We're going to stay in contact. Call my office or call me the minute something changes.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. I'm battling here to not give the New World Order what they want. And to explain my position, I'm 110% with Edna Lane Brown. I understand their backs against the wall. I understand they're great heroes with incredible courage. And they need our prayers. They need our support with the media to try to defuse this. And then you've got the FBI that literally works for the private corporations that own this country. It's the same FBI whose director told you the mob didn't exist, or the New World Order doesn't exist. That puts out training manuals saying Christians are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, constitutionalists are terrorists, land rights groups are terrorists. I mean, everybody's a terrorist now. No, it's like the high-level FBI agent said in the Associated Press, it was as if Al-Qaeda had moles in the FBI. Well, yeah, you got it right. The government has moles in the FBI. You guys work for a criminal group. I mean, you just don't know that yet. And I'm just trying to avert massive disaster here and trying to stop this from turning into some type of flashpoint for a civil war that the New World Order desperately wants. Jack McClam?
Absolutely. They want this civil war. They want this insurrection, and they're pushing for it. But so far they haven't got it, praise God, because that's what they want, to put us under this military law system where there will be no more First Amendment. We can't reach out and touch the hearts and minds of many more people.
Yeah, this is them throwing a fit trying to turn over the chessboard.
Yes, yes. Now, we've just called the governor's office, and the governor's office is now telling everybody that calls that we're referring you to the U.S. Marshal's office. So the governor is now under control of the feds, but listen, keep calling him because he needs to know how riled up the people are across this nation towards him, because most governors want to be president, and he'll take that very seriously, this John Lynch here, governor of the state.
Well,
so
I mean, everybody knows that. Sure, I mean, it destroyed the careers of a bunch of politicians, what happened in Waco.
Oh, yes, absolutely, and same with Ruby Ridge. The sheriff was fired, and other people went down too. Even though the feds that killed Vicki Weaver got a promotion, the elected officials are scared to death of this thing getting out of hand. So keep calling the governor's office and let him know how dissatisfied we are with what he's doing.
And here's the number. Here's the number. 603-271-2121. 603-271-2121. Jack, you've got the hotline number. You do your own show here on the network's weeknights. Call me back today with any new developments that happen in the next hour and 20 minutes. Okay, my friend?
Okay, brother. God bless you. Thanks a lot. And keep praying, folks, for Elaine and Ed. I don't need to tell you that. That's
absolutely. Absolutely. And I want listeners all to know, too, this is very serious. This isn't some macho shoot-your-mouth-off thing, okay? This is all extremely serious, and there'll be more and more of this stuff in the future. There's no doubt of that. And we do not want to go off half-cocked here. The Browns have made their decision 18 years ago, and they've made their decision to stand against this tyranny and die if need be. But it's our job to try to stop that from happening. And also, I will get no pleasure off of hearing that, because, I mean, I know how worthless they are to the New World Order. I know that they are toilet paper to the New World Order, not to us. These brainwashed, conditioned husk of former Americans, you know, that would go in and be part of this and do this. This is their macho way. This is what they do. It's exciting. It's their fun job. And this is not exciting what you're part of. This is bad. You're not going up against bad guys. This is 50 years ago, the feds couldn't do stuff like this because the police wouldn't do it. And 50 years ago, the police would go in to a school that had a shooter in it. Today, you don't. See, there's something fundamentally wrong with you and fundamentally wrong with your training. And but it looks like they are backing off, though they've cut the power. That's not a good sign. Let's now go. Wasn't going to have him on last week, but that got canceled. I appreciate him coming on today. When it comes to saving money, that's the way to fight the New World Order. And it's a way to get more control of your life, to not be in debt. Organic, made in America subs for 60 years, since 1947. He got back from World War II and set it up with his daddy. And now he runs it with his son and his son. Multiple generations here. Calbin Pure Soap Company, 5starsoap.com. That's the address you want to write down and memorize. It's what I use in my home. I've had employees that end up getting some of the soap, and they go, "You aren't hyping this. This stuff's really incredible." Organic soap, not detergents, not chemicals, you know, but the big chemical companies really own Procter & Gamble and the companies you see. And he's Marty Schachter. Marty, thank you for coming on with us.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure talking to you and your listeners. I've got to tell you about this web I just received. This is from Arnold, Maryland, from an old, long-time listener. We put on all our orders, "How did you hear about us?" So if we get to know that it's from an Alex Jones show, they become a priority account. That is, they get to the head of the line on any shipment first, priority. And he wrote me back. He said, I asked him, "How did you hear about us?" And he wrote me back, "'Twas an Alex Jones show that I defound, that sage young man of world renown, whose hearty endorsement gave me hope that I'd be happy with your pure soap."
So he responded to your limericks or your odes
with
another one. That's nice.
We are so proud of that. That is so beautiful to receive that kind of endorsement from a total stranger. And he put in a very big order for our pure soaps.
Well, I mean, you really do save 85% off supermarket prices, and that's a 2 or 3 year old number, isn't it? Don't you save even more now because there's even more shipping added in to all the marketing and shipping that the big companies are doing, or is it still 85% off on average?
Well, what they do is that, you know, between the markups of the distributors, the wholesalers, the dealers, the shipping company, there's so many middlemen in there that it can't be helped to be high priced. And now Procter, Lever, and Colgate are all taking their chemicals and halving it, putting it in half. They're shortening their bottles to 50%. They're shortening all the items to say, well, we're going to save on plastic. We're going to save on paper. We're going to keep on saving for the consumer. What they didn't have is the price. The prices go up. The bottle becomes half used and half contract.
Also, they're playing games with the neck sizes, and plus it's chemicals. I mean, we can spend hours on what's in them And I'm telling you, folks, I mean, I figured out 10 years ago to buy organic soaps anyways, but they would usually cost double or triple at Whole Foods or Central Market here in Austin, you know, at the big supposed organic stores. And plus, a lot of times they smelled weird or were really, really, really too strong or burnt my skin. Not what Marty uses, because they've been around for 60 years. It's going to be 61 soon. Unbelievable. Marty, I mean,
30th is our 60th anniversary.
Marty, I want to give the number out right now, but then I want to get into what's in the soaps. And that's, well, I mean, give them the number.
Area code 5, our toll-free number is 800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091. And the best time to call is now. Get a free catalog of all our details. See us on the web. Of 5starpuresoap.com, 5starsoaps.com, 5starsoaps.com. That's our website. And we got a special today for the listeners of Alex Jones Show, a one-month tote bag. It'll last the family for between 4 to 8 weeks. It's got a retail value of $26, special $16 for a six-pound package of all our pure soaps, every one of them in that package, plus shipping to your home by United Parcel. That is a bargain. It's below our cost, but we're happy to do it. We want the people to get back to good old-fashioned pure soaps. We want everyone to upgrade their lives. I guarantee it. I'm taking you out of coach and putting you into first class. That's what we're doing.
Well, the great part is, I mean, A, you're a Patriot, 60-year company, family-owned, so it's not one of these multinational anti-American companies. Number two, it's an incredible product, and you save 85% off, and then you're also supporting this radio show, and that's why we have you up at least once a month. And, Marty, I believe just passionately in what you're doing, and I use your products, and I can't tell people how good they are. They are just so amazing. Give that number out again.
800-340-7091.
Or 5starsoap.com. Got a big fat banner up on Infowars.com on the left-hand side about halfway down. CalbinPureSoap.com or 5starsoap.com. Or
1-800-340-7091.
Give them a call, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we just got a few minutes left here, Marty, but specifically, compare what's in a bar of, say, Lever soap or what's the soap that has the Shamrock name that always burns under my arms. I mean, compare what's in there, but you know, to the chemical detergent soaps versus a bar of Calbin Pure Soap.
The Dove Zest have anywhere from 17 to 21 chemicals in there. It don't take much to read the side panel on the bar. One of the predominant chemicals is sodium chloride. And people think, oh, my gosh, that's got to be a new cleaner. What is sodium chloride? Sodium chloride is table salt. Would you wash your face, your body, your baby with table salt? Give me a break. 17 chemicals. The only product that we use in our pure bar soap is coconut oils and vegetable oils of the highest grade. Two ingredients, a few drops of pure almond oil to give it a little essence, and that's the total amount that's in our pure soap.
Plus, one of your bar soaps in the shower will last, and I've never scientifically done this, but it seems to last like twice as long as other soaps.
Well, it's triple milled, that means it's compressed real hard. It won't float, but it'll last 3 to 5 times longer than Dove and Zest and Ivory and Irish Spring. They're all soft bars. And don't take much to look at your bar of Ivory laying on the floor in your shower, melting away and dissolving. Our pure bar soap in the tub will sink right to the bottom and look up at you and say, "Use me! Use me!" It is not a submarine, or it just lays there, and you pick it up.
And then you've got stuff for the dishwasher. You've got stuff for the clothes washers. You've got stuff. You've also got creams. And then these are formulas from back in the 40s, ladies and gentlemen. So give Marty a call. Give that number again, Marty.
800-340-7091. for the four basic soaps: bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap.
Now, we're out of time.
100 jobs.
Do you have a limerick for me?
Yes. This is from merry old England. There was a young fellow from Crewe who found a dead mouse in his stew. Said the waiter, "Don't shout and wave it about, or the others will ask for one too."
Oh man, you're you know, my dad would always say that. I mean, not always, but a few times a fly would land in my food or be at a restaurant. He'd say shh, or everybody will want one. That must have been some old joke or something from back before my time. But I remember my dad always saying that. Well, Marty, we accidentally missed having you on last month, so we're gonna have you on in the next few weeks. And I really appreciate you coming on with us.
Looking forward to it. Maybe we could do a little culture.
I know. And in fact, you want to do Hamlet on air for us.
I'll do Hamlet for you.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, don't want to miss that. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
There goes Marty. Something a little bit lighter for you today with one of our sponsors. Okay, we're going to be right back. I want to open the phones up. You want to talk about the immigration bill that's not dead, what's happening with the Browns, what's happening with anything, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré, oh, cantaré, oh.
love. Like the end of Shawshank Redemption, just to live with my family on some little remote beach with a few little boats I rent out, maybe a little restaurant. Just live my life like that. Listen to music like this. But instead, I have to be in the middle of the fight against the New World Order. But that's our duty as men. And that's what we're doing. You know, I've been doing this show for more than 12 years, and the whole time I've heard these people that call in and say, let's start shooting, let's start killing, let's go to war. You're a wimp. You won't call for shooting wars. But I never see them running out and shooting people. A lot of times they're feds, folks. They're provocateurs. And that's the sickest thing, is we've caught the feds over and over again, creating Klan groups, creating white supremacist groups, creating other groups, trying to get them to carry out attacks on other feds. And I want feds to know that. I mean, there's no doubt the FBI murdered FBI agent, police officer, cop of the year, Terrence Yakey, tortured him to death. I've talked to the police that investigated it. His last phone call was, I got a couple feds behind me about to pull me over. There's no doubt that, I mean, I know a lot of you are hardcore killers. A lot of you are in narcotics and money laundering yourselves, and there's an FBI within the FBI that it's actual mafia. Always has been, going back to before Prohibition. But all the naive police and military and folks out there need to know that. And it's just so sad to see it all turn into this. Jim in Texas says he talked to the sheriff up there in New Hampshire. Then we'll go to Zach, Susan, and others. Go ahead, Jim.
God bless you, Alex. Listen, I gave a call up to Newport, New Hampshire. Spoke with Sheriff Michael Prozzo, P-R-O-Z-Z-O.
Yes.
And I chastised him for being conveniently out of town and not protecting the citizens of this county, especially Ed and Elaine Brown. And he said, he gave me some whatever, and then he referred me to the U.S. Marshal's office, and then summarily hung up on me. Then I called the governor's office and spoke with Governor John Lynch's staff members, Laura and John, who were both rude, arrogant, and John specifically threatened me and told me if I call in again to the office, he would sic someone on me. And I said, well, that's just great, John. And then he hung up on me again. So these people are you know, they're obviously, I don't know what to think, but you know, you try to hold people accountable. They don't want to give the last names. They don't want to be responsive to your request to protect the citizens of these so-called United States, and it just upsets me, you know, that these people have gotten and do get away with what they get away with.
Brother, I agree with you, but what these yuppies don't realize is that it's all a facade.
It is.
And that it's all starting to crumble, and all of these preparations for police state is for them.
Exactly.
When all of this comes down, which is starting to come down. I mean, I want to live good. I want to have a good life. I wish none of this was happening. I don't have a death wish. We're not drawing first blood here. It's a criminal system.
It is, sir.
I appreciate... God bless you. Thank you. Sorry to cut you off there so quickly. We're going to come back and talk to Zach, Susan, Charlie, Mark, many others. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Blackbird.